Addictions, great single from her new album Historian, out today on Matador Records. Her tour kicks off today in Brooklyn, and she's here in our area Wednesday, April 11th at the Sinclair in Cambridge. Lucius up out of that eventually. The fantastic cover of the Tame Impala song appears on their new album Nudes, out today. It's the acoustic album on Mom and Pop Records. They're mostly sold out tour. It's pretty sold out. It starts tomorrow, March 3rd in LA. And then they head east, and they're going to be in Portland, Maine at the State Theater March 16th. And then they head to Rhode Island, to Providence, to play at Columbus Theater on March 17th. And those two spots are the closest that Lucius get to Boston. So pick one. Either State Theater or Columbus Theater, they're both amazing places. And check out Lucius on this tour. Moby up ahead of that, Like a Motherless Child from his 15th studio album, Everything Was Beautiful and Nothing Hurt, out today on Mute Records. And all 100% of the profits that Moby receives from the new album will be donated to animal rights groups. That is a great move for the well-renowned vegan. He fights for animal rights, and he is not taking a cent from his new album. Again, it's called Everything Was Beautiful and Nothing Hurt, and it's really great, and I played you the track Like a Motherless Child. The Breeders up out of that, Wait in the Car, first single released back in October from their brand new album, All Nerve, out, well, you know, today on 4AD. Their tour begins April 5th in LA. Everyone's beginning their tours in LA these days. And they're going to be here in Boston Friday, May 4th at House of Blues. Get your tickets. Breeders are a good time. Super Organism kicking off the album's out today set. Everybody Wants to Be Famous. First single released from the highly anticipated self-titled debut album, out today on Domino Records. The U.S. tour kicks off March 19th. Guess where? In L.A. And they're here in Boston Sunday, April 1st at Brighton Music Hall. All right, my friends. I have one more song to play from an album released today, which is the Song of the Week. That's right. It's top of the hour, which means it's WMFO, Music Savage Show, Song of the Week time every week. I pick out a song and I make a post on WMFO's blog, and I write a post on Music Savage. And then I play it here for you on WMFO. This is another spectacular track from Boston legends Buffalo Tom, their new album, their ninth. It's out today. It's called Quiet in Peace, and it's out on School Kids Records. And I'm very excited. I've been listening to this album for a while. It is wonderful. Some of their, probably their best work for a long time. I mean, I love all their albums. And you're going to hear that because this set is a Buffalo Tom retrospective, kicking off with the brand new single from their brand new album. Again, it's called Quiet in Peace. And this is a track called Roman Cars from their new album. And then I'm going to play a bunch of other Buffalo Tom songs because I can and I love them. Enjoy. The WMFO Music Savage Show Song of the Week.
Your tragedy. was it time coming and going? A time wanting but not really knowing. We took the boat out of the water. Already missing my son and missing my daughter.
All by yourself is that nobody can see you air drum. Buffalo Tom right there, brand new stuff. Hey, maybe he saw me air drum. That's why he was beeping at me. I'll Be Gone right there from their brand new album, Quiet and Peace, out today, March 2nd on School Kids Records. I'll Be Gone was the first single released a couple weeks, months back. I can't remember. I've been playing it so often, but I love it, and that, again, off their new album, out today, Buffalo Tom. Up ahead of that, Late at Night, one of my favorites, featuring the bassist, Chris Colburn, on lead vocals. That appears on their 1993 album, Big Red Letter Day, and just in case you didn't know, that song was featured on an episode of My So-Called Life. Back in 1994, there was an episode called Self-Esteem, and everybody was all a flutter about going to see Buffalo Tom, and they must have dropped that name about, I don't know, 40 times. And then they appeared in the show, and then, you know, all of a sudden, Buffalo Tom were teen heartthrobs. How about that? Buffalo Tom, I'm just going to stop saying Buffalo Tom, because this is just a whole set. Larry up ahead of that, favorite of mine from their 1992 album, Let Me Come Over. Sunflower Suit doing their first track on their very first album. The self-titled release came out in 1988 on the legendary SST label. I love Sunflower Suit. That's the first Buffalo Tom song that I heard, and then I needed to hear more. And kicking off that set with the brand new single, which is the WMFO Music Savage Show Song of the Week. Track is called Roman Cars. Again, it's the latest one from their new album, Quiet and Peace. Beautiful record. They are in L.A. tomorrow. They went to the West Coast. They played on KEXP yesterday, a live set in Seattle, and it was pretty great. So they're in L.A. tomorrow, March 3rd, and then they're going to be back here and playing in Brooklyn in April, and then they're playing at the Paradise Rock Club on Friday, April 20th. I'm going to be there. My better half's going to be there. And maybe one of you will be there, too. I just so happen to have a spot on the guest list for one of you fine folks in the Boston area. All you have to do, it's pretty simple. It's really simple, actually. Are you ready? All you got to do is tweet at Music Savage what your favorite Buffalo Tom song is. If you want to give me an explanation, that's great. Buffalo Tom are pretty much the soundtrack of my youth. Every one of their songs means something to me. So if there's a favorite track that you love and you want to tweet it at Music Savage, say, hey, Ryan, my favorite song is such and such, and I want to go see Buffalo Tom at Paradise on Friday, April 20th. That's all you got to do. And then I'll tweet you back, letting you know if you won. See? Easy peasy. All right. Let's get back into the set. Hey. Here's some upcoming shows coming to the Royale. This is a set about shows, musicians coming to our venue here in Boston called Royale. Kicking it off with English band Gomez. They released one of my favorite Britpop albums 20 years ago. It's called Bring It On, released back in 1998. They're about to go on a 20th anniversary tour and release a 20th anniversary edition of Bring It On. And here's one of my favorite tracks to celebrate here on the Music Travis Show.
We like loving you. Things to go. Oh, honey.
Really loving the new Stars album. There is no love in fluorescent light. And that great track there called Real Thing. And that is the Canadian band's brand new release. And they are playing at the Royale on Monday, April 16th, as this was a set of bands and musicians coming to the Royale. Up ahead of that, Black Angels, I'd Kill for Her, off the Texas Austin, Texas band's fifth studio album, Death Song, which is out now. And they are at the venue on Wednesday, April 4th. Toon Yards, one of my favorite jams of 2018. I got a lot of them, but that's one of them. I Can't Help But Dance Around to Look at Your Hands from, again, their great brand new album, I Can Feel You Creep Into My Private Life. It's out now, and they're at Royale Thursday, March 8th. And kicking off the set with Gomez, Whippin' Piccadilly. It's the second track from the English band's debut album, Bring It On, released in 1998. They are releasing a 20th anniversary remastered edition of Bring It On April 20th. This is going to include unreleased tracks, rare demos, live recordings, lots and lots and lots of unheard music. And they're touring, a 20th anniversary tour for Bring It On. And they're going to be beginning that in Australia on March 27th. And they're touring Europe, and then they hit the U.S., and they're going to be here in Boston Friday, June 8th. Guess where? At Royale. All right, the Music Savage Show is winding down. At the end of the show, I always give you all a sneak peek at our upcoming Hot Takes post. This coming 4 p.m. Boston Times post is super spectacular. I say that about all of them, but there's so much. We got so much good music sent to us. It comes in, it's ebbs and flows. Sometimes we get nothing. Sometimes we get overwhelmed, and then we get nothing. So this week, there's a whole lot of great music on our new Hot Takes post that's going to be up on Music Savage later. So here's a sneak peek of a few of the songs, and this great one is from an artist named Jeremy Messersmith. He has a new album out called Late Stage Capitalism. I think that you are going to love this song, because I do. One of these days it's going to play.
I have a knack for awkward silences, late night drunk text messages. I'm great at playing dumb. She doesn't care much for my politics, for sentimental atheists who disagree for fun.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Queen for a day. Queen for a day.
that's so good. Music right there. Brand new music from Skating Polly. That track is called Queen for a Day. Again, that's a new single from the Sibling Trio's fifth studio album, The Make It All Show. It's out May 4th on El Camino Records. And the video for that will be up on Hot Takes, as this was our upcoming Hot Takes sneak peek. And you should check it out because the video is fantastic. Up ahead of that, great new stuff from Ruler. Track was called Petrified, and that's from his upcoming album Winning Star Champion, out May 25th on Barsuk Records. Ruler is the project of Seattle based musician Matt Beatty. Natalie Prass up ahead of that, Short Court Style, fantastic new track from the Virginia musician's upcoming sophomore album The Future and the Past, out June 1st on ATO Records. Love Natalie Prass, and I love this direction that she's going on her upcoming album. Again, played you a track called Short Court Style. And kicking off the set with terrific new music from Jeremy Messersmith. The song I played for you is called Purple Hearts, and that is from the Minnesota musician's upcoming fifth album, Late Stage Capitalism. And that's out March 9th, and that will be on Hot Takes as well. So be on lookout for our post, which is about 4 p.m. Boston time, and we'll have a bunch of new music and videos for your listening and watching pleasure. Well, that sound you are probably going to hear in just a second. Hey, there it is. That means the Music Savage Show has come to an end. 2 hours just flies by when you're having fun. I hope you enjoyed the show. I certainly enjoyed being behind this mic, pressing these buttons and twisting these knobs and making the music pour out of your speakers on another Friday. Let's do it again. Let's make a date for next Friday morning. What do you say, me and you? Some good music. I like it. I'll see you then. Oh, my goodness. It's so hard to say goodbye, if I have to. But don't you worry. Aloft, Frank Y and Dill Kids coming up.